Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 7th, Thankful Tuesday. As I look back over the last week, we have so much to be thankful for. All of the music and well-planned services, our partnership with Faith Church, the journey to the cross for the children, even having the youth and the youth volunteers helping with that was just so lovely. Many people came to volunteer at booths for that event, and so much hard work went into each day by our staff. Thankful to Ethan McVeigh for preaching on Maundy Thursday and for Wayne leading out on Good Friday and Easter Sunday. And then at the Sunrise Service with our partner churches Hope and St. Peter's, it was just a wonderful week. So thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, and most of all for your resurrection. I wanted to share one other Thankful Tuesday. Allison Davis sent me a text about what George said in response to activities from Journey to the Cross. She says, "This morning, George and I were eating breakfast, and he declared, 'Jesus washed their feet, Mama. Miss Mary told me that.'" And then she gives a thanks for everyone who organized such a fun night to teach so many precious children the meaning of Holy Week. And so with thankful hearts, we move into reading the scripture today. I love reading the resurrection accounts. Today we're in John chapter 20. Verses 19 through 29, and I'm going to read this in the Message paraphrase as well. Later on that day, the disciples had gathered together, but, fearful of the Jews, had locked all the doors in the house. Jesus entered, stood among them, and said, "Peace to you." Then he showed them his hands and side. The disciples, seeing the Master with their own eyes, was awestruck. Jesus repeated his greeting, "Peace to you. Just as the Father sent me, I send you." Then he took a deep breath and breathed into them, "Receive the Holy Spirit," he said. "If you forgive someone's sins, they're gone for good. If you don't forgive sins, what are you going to do with them?" But Thomas, sometimes called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We saw the Master." But he said, "Unless I see the nail holes in his hands, put my finger in the nail holes and stick my hand in his side, I won't believe it." 8 days later, his disciples were again in the room. This time, Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the locked doors, stood among them, and said, "Peace to you." Then he focused his attention on Thomas. "Take your finger and examine my hands. Take your hand and stick it in my side. Don't be unbelieving. Believe." Thomas said, "My Master, my God." Jesus said, "So, you believe because you've seen with your own eyes. Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing." Two things always stick out to me from this story. John's reminding us, hey, the doors were locked. How in the world did Jesus get in there? Well, in his resurrected body, he can go through walls, and yet his hands retain the scars of the nails. Isn't it curious? Then Jesus' interaction with Thomas is so interesting. Thomas doesn't have to touch Jesus once he sees him. Jesus gives him the opportunity, "Hey Thomas, take your finger and put it in my wound." But once Thomas sees Jesus, he believes. let us proclaim with Thomas today, my Master, my God. And may it be, Lord, that you have blessings in store for us because we believe without seeing. As we move into Psalm 86, I would like for us to say parts of this psalm antiphonally and pray them together. Starting with verse 5. For you, Lord, are kind and ready to forgive, abounding in faithful love to all who call on you. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cries for mercy. I call on you in the day of my distress, for you will answer me. Let's all just lift up to the Lord even now that which is distressing to us, believing in the promise of God's blessing, that he hears our prayers, and that his love abounds. Let us end with verse 12 together. I will praise you with all of my heart, Lord my God, and will honor your name forever. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together on this Thankful Tuesday. Is there a person, place, thing, an attribute of God that you are thankful for? As we think back over this past week, Jesus' resurrection glory, we're thankful for his defeat of death, hell, and the grave. Let's pray together again. Father, thank you for a person that comes to mind, a place, and a thing, and especially for Jesus, our resurrected Lord, our Master, our God. As the psalmist says in Psalm 86:8, Lord, there is no one like you among the gods, and there are no works like yours. Verse 11, teach me your way, Lord, and I will live by your truth, by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within us, for whom we are thankful, and through Jesus Christ, our resurrected Lord. Glory be to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.